Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Sal sucks.
Sal sucks. The haters suck. Big week. Big week. Big week, Kenny.
It is.
First place, Guardians.
First place, Gardos.
Cavs playoffs. Deshaun Watson's locked in. Let's go. Let's go. 3 for 3. We got it.
Good day. It's good Friday, everybody. It's a good ass day.
Let's go.
Cavaliers tomorrow. I got a question about that at 9:40. It's been a long week. Got a question about that at 6:40. Did I say 9:40? I meant 6:40. 9:40.
6:40, 7:40, 8:40. We're going to do it. On
I'm sorry. I was very distracted right before the show with the, hey, listeners. I'm sorry. Kevin Stefanski.
Hey, fellow kids.
Kevin Stefanski is going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning. So make sure you're listening to that. Best thing about the Guardians right now, 216-474-0092. I want to know the best thing about the Guardians, other than winning games. You can't just say winning games. I want to know the best thing about them and how they're winning games today. That's what I want to know. I want to ask everybody before we get to some of the Tristan McKenzie stuff. I want to know the best thing about them right now.
I'll say pretty fearless. Everybody was talking about their schedule to start out the year, and then they have a walk-off against the Yankees. They take 3 out of 4. They win Patriots Day in Boston. How are you not feeling great about that?
That's a big one. They think God's with them on that day, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge one. To win that one,
we're
the bad guys on that
one. They are 13-6.
Yep. It's a record. I got an idea of what I think is the best thing about the Guardians right now, but I want to go around the room. Owen, best thing about the Guardians right now. You can't say they're winning games.
Yeah, offensive run production. It's something we didn't see that often last season.
Tone, what's the run diff? Tell everybody the diff.
It's incredible. Right now, plus 37. It is the second highest in all of the major
Hell
leagues.
Of a number. Hell of a number. But who's the highest?
Right now, it is... Wow, the Kansas City Royals.
Yep, Kansas City. They're 12-7, though. Guardians are ahead by a game. Mitchapalooza, All Ohio. Mitch.
Yes, sir.
What's the best thing about the Guardians right now?
I think their bullpen is one of the most resilient in the league. They did get a little gassed yesterday, but coming off this road trip is great. They are a top 5 team in the league in ERA total, so I'm loving it right now.
Would you have taken Carlos Carrasco out with 2 down in the 6th?
I mean...
Ooh, big, heavy sigh.
It was a tough decision just seeing what happened yesterday, but I might have sucked it out.
He's at 89 pitches?
Yeah, he was at 89 pitches. There were 2 down in the 6th. Then he put a runner on, and then Cade Smith came in. There was a single, a triple. No. Yes, a single, a triple, then a balk.
Then a balk, yeah.
Which, you know, we always say on this show, balks come in bunches, so you better watch out tonight.
This could be the year of the balk.
Yeah, year of the balk's coming back. You got to get the offense going somehow. But they ended up winning 5-4. Best thing about the Guardians right now, Tone, go.
I'd have to stick with Steven Kwan. I think the bounce back by Kwan this year. I know
sensational.
I know that that there was some concern last year, and I know you just had the 8-game streak snap, but I think that starts everything with this team.
Best thing about him, I want to say Andrés Giménez. Kind of want to say being able to find guys to play center field, and they're not. I mean, does anybody really miss Miles Straw so far?
No.
Is anybody hurting for Miles Straw? Just making sure. Hey, it's an open. We have an open dialogue here, everybody. I just want to make sure that.
I was pretty high on his defense last year.
Well,
his
defense
is
the only thing you could be high on him about because the
offense was horrible.
But, yeah, left a lot to be desired.
I mean, he's a gold glover in center field.
Yeah.
I think he still probably would be.
And in 1977,
he'd still be batting 071 right now.
In the 70s, there'd be a place for him. But we're in the 2020s, and we got to have some offense. Yes, we are.
I didn't know that.
So I finding that Tyler Freeman, who I believe hit a double off the wall yesterday, and then this with Arias being able to play center field for a game the other day, that's good.
But they're just finding a new spot for him.
This is going to be
every single day.
This is controversial, but I got to tell you, hear it the right way. You ready? Best thing about the Guardians right now, no Terry Francona. Can I have a minute to explain myself?
Go ahead.
216-474-0092. I think before, you remember it was a malaise during the offseason. It was a malaise of, well, now Tito's gone. We're not spending. Austin Hedges, by the way, has been fantastic behind the plate. I know everybody thinks he's overpaid, and maybe to some degree he is. I don't know. I can't say the Guardians overpay anybody. So to say Austin Hedges is overpaid, that's kind of something. However, he's been great behind the plate this year. It's a fantastic year. However, good God, it's been a month of baseball. But that everybody was in such a down mood all winter long about no Francona, and it seemed to kind of pull back the curtain on all the problems that the Guardians had had. Or the problems that the fans think the Guardians have. And we were going back to the same old, well, a Dolan's fault, Dolan's cheat, all the ugliness. And now I have a team that's playing very well without Terry Francona. Like, he was a security blanket. It's not that Terry Francona is not a good manager. It's not that we overrated him. None of that. Not saying any of that. The point of it is that you're doing it without our security blanket. Like, I think fans have to focus in a little bit more with a new manager. You're seeing some of the trials and errors. Like, yeah, maybe you could have left Carlos Carrasco in there with a runner on first and two down there to finish up the sixth. Maybe you could have done that. Didn't do it. Still won the game 5-4. We take what we get, but they're doing it.
Yeah, the Tito
factor. Doing it without our security blanket.
I got to be honest. The Tito thing isn't top of mind for me because I thought the best advantage about Tito was the way that he managed things over the course of 162. So I won't be able to judge how Vogt is doing. You know, with that, obviously, until so much further along.
Now, I'm not saying Stephen Vogt's a better manager, like crying out loud. Let's not get nuts here.
Like, the team could have a collapse, last month of the season. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's where they missed Tito. Like,
there's another part to all this,
this
too.
This is not the time that I'm thinking about that. I'm so happy they got off to a good start because I do think it's so crucial that when a team gets a new voice, that, yeah, it's easy to come out with your hair on fire for a weekend. Hey, we've got a new manager. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do all these different things that, maybe there was a malaise towards the end of the last voice that we had heard for a decade. So I thought it was so crucial, Kenny, that they got off to the good start. And they did. They absolutely did. That is so huge. Now I want to see how they weather the storm with if there is some, if like Mitch mentioned, taxing the bullpen arms. All right, we also know that not only is Bieber gone for the year, what's up with Tristan McKenzie? Is it just a matter of time before he's done for the year?
That's a conversation that we're going to have because he's going today, right? I mean, if he goes out there and he has another bad outing,
that
it's
could be
like,
it.
Buddy,
yeah, that we could be
what
doing
are we
surgery.
Holding on to here?
We could be getting surgery, and then that could be it for Tristan McKenzie. Mm-hmm. How does a team – that's a situation where I'd actually have faith in Tito. I would bet on Tito being able to get a team past that point and – withstand that type of adversity. Vogt, we'll see. Now they have done a nice job just putting behind them the Bieber thing. But now when you get two of your starters in your rotation, that becomes something that I don't think just any manager can overcome.
Well, it's difficult, and maybe they're in a weird thing. Maybe they're thinking, man, can you nurse it along until Henches comes back for the bullpen and for when Gavin Williams is able to come back, that's a weird thing to say. I don't like that's very obviously very speculative, but that's maybe one of the things that I'm thinking of because clearly he's not right, and part of that is that injury, and that came out yesterday. Jason Lloyd was tweeting about it. I think Zach Meisel was the first one to report it there. So I mean, there's a lot going on. We knew he was back.
Call from mom. Answer it.
Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We didn't know it was a torn UCL, for crying out loud. And I want to get back to the Francona thing for just a moment here. Because it's not throwing him under the bus. We're an honest show. I'm going to admit something here. It's this year so far. It's been a month of baseball. And not even a full month, by the way. But this year so far, it's caused me to pay attention more, to try to be sharper in it. Because I think in the past, and I think a lot of us do this because the baseball seasons are so long, and we are full of distractions in our life. And hell, tomorrow the NBA playoffs start. You know, we got to pay attention to the Cavs at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But you turn the baseball game on, and you have it on in the background with background noise, and you say, I'm watching the game. I think part of that was the Terry Francona security blanket thing. We're going, hey, we'll be all right. We got Francona. Just because I have the game on, like I've accused this of people calling in about the Browns before. It's just because you have the game on in front of you doesn't mean you know what the hell you're watching. Or does it, go back on that and let me say, doesn't mean you're paying attention to what you're watching. And I will say, it did seem to be guilty as charged on that. Where it's like, hey, I got it on, and I might be looking at the TV with my father-in-law, but I'm not necessarily locked in the way I am right now because I'm wanting to see what Stephen Vogt is doing right, what I might have not a problem with, but questions about because it's so good right now and he's done so well so far, and I do think he's breathed some fresh air into things. I can't say a problem, but some of the things that I have to say, all right, should you have left Carlos Carrasco in the sixth? When you have a three-run inning and it's 5-4, we'll see how the rest of the game goes. But that's going to be something that people bring up. You know, the bunting, less bunting, moving guys around on base, being more aggressive with some of these guys. The question of putting Gabriel Arias out in center field going, hey, are we being too cute here? Or are you doing what you have to do to give a guy a day off because he might need a day off there? Like, these are things that you didn't really lock in before because I think after a period of time, we go, well, we got Tito and Tito will figure it out and that's no big deal. I'll admit it. I'll be open and honest about it.
I just can't get over this team getting off to this kind of a start with everything that was on the line. I mean, you think about what the fans would do if they would have sputtered out of the gates.
Yeah.
Like this would have been a baseball desert, you know, for a while.
Because then people don't get mad. They it goes back to the old arguments that you and I both said we were like,
yeah.
Man, there will be a time, I'm sure, when eventually the transfer ownership comes around, but that now isn't the time that we want to do that. And we don't want to, if they were 6-13, I think you and I would be dreading to have that conversation.
I wouldn't be surprised if this means kind of an instant return now. If you know, we get the next homestand, you get some nice days. Now all these people want to come see a first place team.
Yeah.
There's definitely an impact when it comes to what happens, you know, at the gates. So I love that. And they're just getting to know this team, this manager. And that wouldn't have happened if they got off to a terrible start.
I'd love to get some breathing room here. It's still going to be pretty difficult. I'd love to get some breathing. The A's
are... Well, yeah, because Kansas City has been so good.
Kansas City's been good. The A's are in town. Then you got Boston coming back. Boston's terrible defensively. How long is Devers out? He wasn't out yesterday. He wasn't out there yesterday because I know they ran into each other.
Yeah, they DH'd him. Yeah,
okay. So, I mean, you got the offense there. And then Atlanta, that's you have it. Atlanta, then you have Boston. Houston's fans, been terrible
Boston
this year.
Boston fans
so
actually
I can't,
hate this team right now.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Jeff in Cleveland Heights. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Ken and Anthony. Good morning.
Morning.
I just want to say I think my favorite thing about this season so far is Josh Naylor proving that last year wasn't some fluke and he's doing it again. And he's providing a lot of needed power in that lineup right now. And when he figured out how to hit lefties and become an everyday player, that was an amazing change.
He's really made a great leap, hasn't he? He really has. Offensively, defensively, Jeff, I think you're right about that because I think a lot of people were kind of just waiting for the other shoe to drop because they didn't want to jump in. And I've always said, and Jeff, thank you very much for the call. I think he's an entertaining player. Is he the best player in the Guardians? No, but he's hitting very well. He's playing very well right now. He might be in the conversation for one of the top few best baseball players on the Guardians right now. But to be able to be an everyday player and to be a good everyday player and a good everyday first baseman, I think has gone a long way there. He's played very comfortably. He's still wonderfully entertaining. He's a dangerous-looking individual. And he's, I mean, he might very well be my favorite Cleveland Guardian for all that said. But I still like Stephen Kwan a whole lot. There's a lot of likable players on the
club,
team.
A clubhouse guy that
a lot
you
of likable
can
guys.
100% see that the other guys in that locker room, in that clubhouse, like they believe in him. They would rather have nobody else
I agree.
In there. And then, you know, helps that his brother's on the team.
I totally agree.
And he's pretty good.
But I do, I will say today, like we are watching McKenzie like a hawk because he is, you're in this weird spot where you start off so well. It's still so early in the season. You want to make sure you balance the season right, but you also want to balance the future the right way. And I got one guy who will more than likely be coming back. And I know you and I had that argument before about, well, whether or not he would come back, depending on what's already happened. And if he gets something that's a similar offer from somebody else, would Shane Bieber go somewhere else? I'm like, well, you can't just go. If Oakland, or I should say Sacramento, offers you something similar, I'm not going to Sacramento and being a part of that. That's not going to happen. So I think he'd be smart about it. But when it comes to Tristan McKenzie, it's like I have a lot of faith in Tristan McKenzie that it could be a very nice part of the future here for this ball club for some time to come. And so I do have to pay attention tonight of whether or not, you know, this is another kind of up and down outing. If he has to labor through it, obviously he is laboring through some pain because, you know, we're going to have to preserve the future here as well with this kid. Because I want to make sure that he's taken care of as well because our pitching has been developed wonderfully over the last decade. It's been kind of our gold standard. I got to make sure this young man's going to be fine because he has a lot of potential for this club. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski. Live in studio. He's going to be in here. Tone has already prepared several questions. I mean, this is going to be Ed Bradley stuff later on today at 8 o'clock right here in the Serpentini Auto Group studios. I mean, it's going to be something else with Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, joining us live in studio. Coming up at 9:20, AC, Austin Carr, Cavs legend, Cavs TV broadcaster. He'll join us at 9:20 right before coming in hot. At 9:40. 216-474-0092. I need to hear from the fans at 6:40. You got one chance to get me going on something. That's at 6:40. Up next, Tristan Thompson's laying down the law. It's about last night, next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.